Blog Talk Radio. Hold until the next caller arrives.
Hello. Hi, welcome to Excess Astrology. My name is Ann Ordley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York at my bright red desk, and I'm joined by...
This is Heather Rowan-Robin speaking to you from Seattle, Washington tonight.
Okay.
And Mark.
Mark, you there? Okay, no Mark yet. I don't know where he is, but
hopefully
he'll be joining us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those the wonderful, wonderful world of
Mercury
technology.
Mercury is moving into a square with Neptune, and communication has been, wacko.
Absolutely crazed, absolutely.
And you know, with Mercury heading into Gemini, Venus in Gemini, and the Sun also, you know, everybody is just kind of like with the attention of a fruit fly.
Yes.
And
okay.
You know, very distractible, thoughts going left and right, lots of gossip. I even
mm-hmm.
see it in the politics, lots and lots of gossip, very little, you know, who did what to whom rather than actually what can we do to make good changes.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely one of those days. Okay,
yeah.
Mark, you there?
Mercury
I think you
Gemini.
Should be.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark's here too. Okay, good. Yeah. No, it was
and
one
Mark.
Of those. Yeah, the phone, whatever, craziness. But
right.
yeah, Mercury is out of control right now because he's talking to Neptune,
right.
and the world is a wild and crazy thing. Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. So forward we go. Mark, what have you noticed about the week aside from wild and crazy communication problems?
Well, you know, lots of things getting exposed and everybody getting
mm-hmm.
riled up.
Yeah.
And
yes.
A lot
easily
of
riled.
Finger pointing. You know, they did it. No,
mm-hmm.
they did it. Everybody else did it. Not everybody
mm-hmm.
but me is
mm-hmm.
responsible.
And
yeah, all
I
did was look the other way.
Craziness.
Yeah, and it's a lot of, you know, unnecessary gossip. I mean, it's just what I keep seeing.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, a lot of kind of knee-jerk stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Real knee-jerk reactions. You know,
well,
not,
we're coming
not much,
up to this.
Not much thinking going on.
No.
Yeah, not much thinking at all. No, it's very, definitely very crazy. And I've been losing track of things. It's like suddenly I'm like, oh, my God, it's 11. I have to be on the radio, you know, kind of thing.
I think that's the Mercury-Neptune spread.
I'm ready for it to be over, Heather. I have, like, no brain, you know. My brain is, like, completely gone lately.
Mm-hmm.
I remember if I write it down, I might find the note, like, in a week, and then I go, oh, I was supposed to do that. Okay, let me go do it.
Yeah, at least you find out you didn't do it, right?
At least I find out I didn't do it, yeah. I have, like, all these Post-it notes stuck on my computer because that's how I remember. And I'll go, okay, I've got to write
that's
a Post-it
helpful.
Note and then stick it on there, and when it's done, I can take it off. But, yeah, it's definitely a little craziness. And we also have, you know, the theme of three, because there were three occultations last week, so it's been
mm-hmm.
three parts,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, the reporter scandal, and which is Mercury, and then the IRS, which is Mars, and then
mm-hmm.
Vanzari Gate, which is the moon. You know, you didn't keep the people
mm-hmm.
safe. And so it's fascinating to watch the three different parts kind of show up over and over and over again in the
mm-hmm.
stories, you know, kind of. I'm finding it really interesting, a really interesting eclipse time. So, and we still have eclipses. We got another couple of weeks of them. So
we had fun.
Last
mm-hmm.
night. Anne and I spoke at the Church of the Transfiguration Open Center. And Anne was having fun finding three in everything.
In every story. Okay, what's the three in that?
Mercury,
you
Mars,
know?
Moon. Mercury, Mars,
you're
moon.
In the you're in the Trinity, so it's
you're
it's,
in the Trinity of Mercury, Mars, Moon.
For that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
let's find it.
Yeah. No. But it is
that
true.
Has been
there's
my fascination.
There's been a lot of things in three.
Yeah. Well, they are. There's like part one, part two, part three, you know, and then it's Moon, Mercury, mm-hmm. Mars. Find the components. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's good. So let me put out the phone number for callers because we're a little late. 347-215-8881, and we do have callers on the line. they remembered the show. I didn't. you guys did. I do apologize, too. 347-215-8881. So we are building up. There's a big Uranus-Pluto square mm-hmm. next week on Monday. So we're building up to that. So that tension mm-hmm. grows and grows and grows all week. And then this mm-hmm. week, of course, there's two fast fingers of God with Venus and Mercury running through the same positions
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
Jupiter held.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to mm-hmm. ask us to verbalize what we want. So it's a big week, but next week's really big. So, and we have the show in the middle of the week next week on Wednesday. So let's pick up a call. You guys have anything else you want to say about the week?
No, just notice that with this extra heartbeat, this is one of the seven Uranus-Pluto squares. With this heartbeat, there is another notch you can feel of the switch between the pre-2012 era heading towards the post-2015 era. You can see it in the politics, but you might also find in your personal life there's just another notch of change. Notice which way it's going. Notice what comes up this week for you. It's part of a much larger cycle. So go ahead and take the first caller.
All right, okay. Hello, 207. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hello. My birthday is August 30th, 1961, Aegean, Greece, no birth time.
Okay.
Me and my husband were on about to
August,
divorce.
Let's just do it one more time. August 30th, 1981.
61.
And we don't have a...
61, mm-hmm. right? And no birth time?
61. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
We were about to get a divorce. We have the papers ready. I found out about another woman involved.
Mm-hmm.
It was about to go forward. We're putting it off for a while. I want to know what you think.
And that's your birth time, the August 31st, or his?
Yes, that's mine.
Yours. Okay.
What was the question about? That you found out that you were moving forward with a divorce. You found out about another woman.
Yes,
and
we decided to hold off on a divorce.
Because there was another woman?
Yes, there
How
was.
How did that slow you down? But
no, that's part of the reason for the divorce, but we decided to wait and see. And
hold
see.
On.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was very sneaky.
Right. Can we have his chart too? His,
yes.
You know. Okay.
January 27th, 1959.
Okay.
11 mm-hmm. in the afternoon, New York.
January 271959. Okay.
Yes.
And you said 11 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay, in New York. Okay. So, you know, your chart, I can see the changes going on in your chart. His looks like it's not really, he's already... The last couple of years have been very unsettling for him. But I don't see him as normally being that unstable. Like that's not his habit to be disloyal.
No.
And it was, you know, he was recently, there were a lot of changes going on, and it seems like the other woman... which you think was responsible for the behavior that made you want to divorce. And now that you know about it, and I gather the other woman is out of the picture.
Well, I don't know. I hope she is. I'm not, mm-hmm. I don't know now.
It's
going to
be
anymore.
Unsettled for you for a while. I mean, I see Uranus opposed your Mars. You're not going to be, you're still ticked off. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're seriously ticked off, and until Uranus gets through dancing on your chart, and that won't be until wintertime, it'll feel like, you know, one minute you're sure you're going to do this, the next day you're sure you're going to do that. No this, no that, no this, no that. And
yeah.
if you cannot worry about whether or not you're staying, but work on how do you take care of yourself and what would you like, practice good relationship skills. Go to counseling.
Okay.
Learn how to be in relationship with each other. Learn how to be more honest about what you need. Make up passionately. You know, you need to, if you can, to engage and treasure, you know, blow on the embers of the relationship and bring the fire back. And don't decide whether you're going. Just see how good you can make it. It has a real chance because, you know, but if you sit in resentment, you might as well leave.
Yeah.
If you're both willing to make the most of it, you can change some of the habits. Again, he looks like he would rather stay.
Yeah, I know that.
So it's whether or not you can forgive it enough to give it a best shot you can.
Okay.
That's what I see. What about you, Ann?
Yeah, I'm looking at the, he's a Taurus rising with the 11 in the morning time and Aquarian sun, so he's pretty fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was having a Pluto transit. It's one of those things where people get invited to do things they might not ever normally do.
Yep.
And Pluto does kind of come along with this situation, and you kind of go, oh, wow, I don't know that I can pass on this. Now, the actual aspect, interestingly enough, is Pluto hitting his Eris, which is the goddess of discord. So she comes along, and she's like a little troublemaker, throws a little pot in the fire and stirs stuff up. You're still pissed. He's kind of past, you know, he's really, you know, I think on some level repentant, and he's got that moon in Virgo, so there's a little part of him that was counting. And I don't know what he was counting, but he was counting something. And that's what made him, not that we're justifying the behavior, but that's what made him go, well, I kind of earned it. And so that's, you know, if you can look at what he was counting, where his resentment came from, because that moon in Virgo can be very punitive. You have a very generous moon in Taurus, which doesn't really get how Virgos count. But you have a sun in Virgo, so you do know the counting thing. And so what can happen with the sun-moon conjunction in your charts, your Virgo sun on his moon, is he got really angry, so he did something he knew would really hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, Virgo is. I am a Virgo. We can be real bitchy when we want
to
be.
It also looks to me like with Neptune sextile his Saturn, was he having some insecurity in work in the last couple of years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looks like, is a sense of self-worth was really being tested by his job. And so the female was sort of to build back up his ego after feeling bad about the work situation.
Right.
Also a Virgo moon problem.
Also a Virgo moon problem, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, is he inherently a cheater? Not really. Did he do it? Yeah. Do you want to stay? You know, you're a Taurus moon. There's an investment in relationship that you make, you know, that's part and parcel of it. But at the same time, you got that Uranus on the North Node, so that can be a little
hard
sometimes.
Right, and Uranus opposed Mars
by
transit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really meant to learn something from this, and it is about forgiveness and keeping the focus on yourself. And, you know, really the sooner you let go of how he goofed up and how you were cheated by her to whoever she is, you know, she's not something to you, but, you know, she was in the picture.
She's a symptom. She wasn't the cause.
You know,
I guess she was
a symptom.
I don't know if she's, I don't know if she's coming back. I don't know if she's really gone. I don't know what to believe. I don't know.
I would say is the only thing you can change is how good is your marriage. If you, he would rather stay married, but if it's a good marriage. But if you're not dealing with each other and you're all distant from each other, you might as well let him go. So
you're prepared for a very good marriage. You know, very earthy, very solid, and down to earth kind of marriage. And that's why upsets feel like an earthquake to you. Everything's trembling.
Yeah.
Everything, you can't count on anything, and that's why you get so over the top upset over this, but you have to realize that after an earthquake, it does settle down. You know,
okay.
And and then you can count on it again. You know, earthquakes really last a very short time. And
okay.
whatever, if you survived the earthquake, then you're okay. It's the people who don't survive that, yeah, and I guess they're okay too, but, you know, they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. to kind of remind yourself of that, it's like, yeah, the
mm-hmm.
worst is over.
Mm-hmm.
And now things have stopped shaking, so you can stop shaking too.
Okay.
So good luck
okay.
with it. We're rooting for you. And the eclipses are really good times to get it clear and to figure out what you need to do. So
yeah.
that part's good. Yeah. Okay, and the British
okay.
lady talked, so we're out of
Thank
time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good luck
Thanks
with it.
For calling
yeah. So next week we hope to have a whole half an hour show.
Right.
I am so bad. I gotta like big alarms, put it on my wall. But we do appreciate
yeah.
you guys calling in, and feel free to stop by the Church of the Transfiguration, enter through the Open Center on Tuesday night to hear Mark and I. And Heather, are you doing anything in
our
greater Minneapolis
our
area?
Our NCPR group, MN Stars, is putting on a workshop with Mark Jones from England on evolutionary astrology this coming weekend. So
wow.
look to our website, mnstars.com, if you are in the area and are interested.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool.
It is.
I wish I was in Minneapolis. I would come. I love his stuff.
It's
He's
great.
Really good.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So goodbye, folks. Have a great week. Talk to you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.